Every Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise's place where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the beautiful series Every Companion is Destined for Paradise. Subhanallah. And I'm not alone. I'm in the company of the esteemed Muballigh of Dawati Islami, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sayyidi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How's your day going?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you keeping, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, shukr.
MashaAllah.
It is a pleasure to have you.
Jazakallah, Maulana Sahib. Likewise, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Alhamdulillah. Let's inshallah azza wa jal start with the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Once upon a time, in the streets of Makkah Mukarramah, there was a house in a locality within Makkah Mukarramah.
Right.
And in this house, there were three people. All three people were reciting the Holy Quran.
Allah.
So these three people, they were so drawn to the recitation of the Holy Quran. It was so captivating, Allahu Akbar, that they would hide and still recite the Holy Quran.
Allah, Allah.
It should at the same time motivate us that now we can recite Quran openly.
Subhanallah.
But how much Quran do we recite? Allahu Akbar. So this parable stands as a motivation for us to make our connection with the glorious book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Quran. And as these three companions, they are reciting the Holy Quran, on the other side, in the city of Makkah Mukarramah, there are people of Quraysh who have not embraced Islam yet. And these people were plotting and planning against the spread of Islam. And they were having a discussion.
Right.
And they were discussing that at this rate, how Islam is growing rapidly, we wouldn't be able to stop the growth of Islam and it will become a threat for us. Allahu Akbar. As they are having this kind of discussion, and these three people that were reciting the Holy Quran, their families have not yet embraced Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, in this case, they are going against their family, against their old religion, against the norm in the Arabia.
Right.
And at the same time, there are those enemies who are plotting and planning to stop the spread of Islam and the growth of Islam. So the leader of the Quraysh, he says that the only way it would stop is if, ma'azallah, we manage to assassinate Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they said, no, but this is not possible. How can we do that? Because if we do that, then the entire Banu Hashim will turn against us. And
Allah,
they could not afford that. So while they are plotting and planning, they even put a bounty that whoever manages to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will give them the red and black camels as a reward. And how many of them? They will give them 100 red and black camels. And 1,000 awqiyah silver.
Allah, Allah.
And this was the reward that is to be given for the person who manages to accomplish this task, this satanic task. And one person comes and he is a young, brave man. And he says, I will go and accomplish this task. And who was this individual? He was, subhanAllah, later recognized as the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu
ta'ala.
SubhanAllah. He said, I will go and accomplish this task. And those dignitaries of Quraysh, they believed that he would do it. He is the person who can go and manage to accomplish this task. Right. Because he is known for his bravery, for his valor. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who takes his naked sword and marching in the streets of Makkah. And when somebody sees Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who so angry and furious, drawn the naked sword in his hand, he asked, "What's the matter? Is everything okay? You seem to be in a rush." He said, "Yes, I am today going to assassinate all those who are on the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he then exposed his intention of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then this person says, "Let alone assassinating him, killing him, it won't do any good. Let alone killing him, it won't do you any good. Your own sister has embraced the kalima of this great messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears that, he goes red and he is now heading towards the house of his sister. When he approaches the house,
right,
he hears the recitation of the Holy Quran. There are three people reciting the Holy Quran in that house. And when he knocks on the door, the recitation stops. And in that rush, one person hides away, and the female now, she is there, and another male is there, her husband.
Right.
And now they open the door. In that rush, they forget to hide the Holy Quran. And now Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who enters, and he says, "You have forsaken the religion of your forefathers." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whose sister, the female that was there who were reciting the Holy Quran, she said, "Is there any truth to your religion that you can prove?" And that made Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala very angry. He started beating up his brother-in-law and his sister to an extent where he realized that all of this won't have any effect on them. And they don't even say an oof. And all of their sabr and patience and their tolerance and the endurance of all this hardship was for the sake of Islam.
Subhanallah.
And when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees that they are undeterred, they are determined, they are not going to give up. And they say that even if you take our life, we will still not forsake the deen of Islam.
Allah.
When he sees this amount of determination, he says to the sister, "What is this book?" And she says, "This is the glorious Quran." He wants to touch and read it. "I want to read it." She said, "No, you can't touch it because you are impure.
Allah.
You
Allah.
Must go have a ghusl, have a bath, and then only you can touch and read it." And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala has a ghusl, and then he starts to read verses from Surah Taha. As he is reading, his heart is softening. And then he goes to the house of Arqam, Dar Arqam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was staying at that moment. And he goes there to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and embrace Islam on his hand. And Sayyidi, in all of this,
right,
we forget one individual. Who was this individual who was reciting Quran with the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Who was her husband? It was Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu
ta'ala. Subhanallah.
So you see,
how beautiful.
And today we are going to discuss the biography of a great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his name is Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who is this companion? He is one of the 10 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who were given the glad tiding of paradise within their life by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we are discussing his biography. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. He was a family to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala.
Right.
And mashallah, due to the motivation and the recitation of the Quran of his sister and his brother-in-law, subhanallah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was granted the wealth of Iman.
Subhanallah.
So the family of greats, we can say.
Yes, yes.
And both
definitely.
Are, subhanAllah, both Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his brother-in-law, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd, they are both Ashra Mubashara. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. So not only one, two Ashra Mubashara in this parable we can hear. And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, look at his patience and perseverance.
Allah,
despite
Allah.
All of these abuses from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he never ever abandoned the deen of Islam, subhanAllah. He always was on the true religion of Islam, alhamdulillah. And not only him, his father, subhanAllah, he also never really embraced the deen of idol worshipping.
So
the religion of idol worshipping that was followed by the majority of the Meccan population.
Right.
And he used to tell the people of Makkah that, you know, I'm on the deen of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanAllah. We hear the complete name of this great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd. We have learned some accounts of Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now bin Zayd. He was the son of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, Mu'asrab can shed some light on the biography of his beloved father.
Subhanallah, Mu'asrab. You know, the son holds such excellent status. And so is the father that holds such excellent status. And as you've mentioned, you know, he's the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name was Zayd, Hazrat Zayd bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was, as you've mentioned, he was following the deen and the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even during the period of Jahiliyyah, during the period of ignorance, he would tell his people, you know, he would tell them that, what are you all doing? It's wrong. You know, you're not supposed to be doing all of this. He would admonish them. He would warn them. And eventually he did not want to have anything to do with them whatsoever. And he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he actually passed away before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could receive wahi, could receive a revelation. And during the time of ignorance, the time of Jahiliyyah, I mean, how much, when we read through the books of Seerah, we come across so much of wrongdoings these people would commit in that time, gambling, fornication, and drinking, bearing the daughters alive, so much of haram, indecent acts and immorality that would take place in that time. And the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever anyone would want to bury their daughter alive, he would go to them.
Allah.
And he would tell them that, wait, hold on, don't do that. Give her to me in my custody, and I will see to her expenses. So he would take the child, that father would give the child to him, because he doesn't want the baby girl. To him, it's considered a curse. He doesn't want to have anything to do. So Sayyidina Zayd bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would take that baby girl. He would grow her up. He would see to her expense, to her food. He would see to all of her needs. And when she reached the age of maturity, then he would say, he would go to her father and he would tell him that, here is your daughter. I have taken care of her. Now she is mature. If you want, you can take her. Or if you want, then she can remain with me and I will continue to take care of her. So this shows, you know, how he was even during the period of Jahiliyyah, during the period of wrong and ignorance, wherein it was an age of darkness. And here we get the beloved father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that moment, in that time, he is steadfast. He remains firm upon the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these are, you know, the attributes and the very important and interesting facts regarding the blessed father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
And in this house also, Munasab, in this house, it was where Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was actually nurtured up by his father. So we can understand what type of nurturing he had for Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to grow up and be a man of such a caliber.
Subhanallah. So like father, like son, we can say Alhamdulillah. And here Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both are great individuals. And now the relationship of this great Sahabi Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is said that the lineage of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu joins that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam going up in the 10th generation. He was connected to the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the same time, mashallah.
Subhanallah.
So it is a family of great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we know, every Sahabi is great, subhanallah. Every Sahabi is Jannati, and they all have our deep love and respect and reverence. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have a wonderful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's go and listen to the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
वो कौन है जिनके दर पर मांगने वाला नहीं नहीं सुनता? वो कौन है जिनकी रहमत का दरिया खुद प्यासों को तलाश करता है? वो कौन है जिनके इशारे से लाखों की शफाअत हो जाएगी? वो कौन है जो महशर के दिन अपने गुलामों को अपने हाथों से जामे कौसर अता फरमाएं? यकीनन वो कोई और नहीं, जूदो करम वाले, सखावत वाले, रहमत वाले रब के हबीब हमारे आका हैं।
वाह क्या जूदो करम है शह फतहा तेरा, नहीं सुनता ही नहीं मांगने वाला के वो है जर्रा तेरा, तारे खिलते हैं सखा के वो है जर्रा तेरा, वाह क्या जूदो करम है शह फतहा जसुस में है दरिया तेरा, आप प्यासों के तजसुस में है दरिया तेरा,
वाह क्या जूदो करम है
والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک حبیب، یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب وہ محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جو تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوقت کا علوم کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، حقیقت کتنی، ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی، مجھ سے 100 لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے
جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے ونڈرفل کلام، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers, coming back to our today's topic of discussion, inshallah azza wa jal, we were discussing the biography of this great sahabi rasul, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Sayyidi, what really motivated Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu towards Islam? Because he was brought up in an environment where Islamic values were being practiced, subhanallah, during the time of ignorance, during the time of darkness, where the religion of Islam never existed,
and
as we know
steadfast.
Yes. And his father grew them up in an Islamic environment, Allah, subhanallah. What is the Islamic value that we value our daughters?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, this is the value we learned, not in the pre-Islamic era, but in the post-Islamic era. Yes, after the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only did we know that the female folk of the family, whether it's our mother, whether it's our daughter, whether it's our sister, or it's our wife, Allahu Akbar, all of them, they have their valuable place in the deen of Islam, subhanallah. And the value of daughters, it was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people used to bury their daughters alive. In that time, father of Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Zaid radiallahu ta'ala, was following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though he never approached the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced the deen of Islam.
Allah subhanallah.
But he was still following the Islamic values.
Yes.
Sayyidina Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala, embracing the beautiful deen of Islam, was that he was given these Islamic values. So when he saw the beautiful deen of Islam, he instantly recognized that, yes, as my father always searched for the truth, so does the son goes out searching the truth of Islam.
And it's mentioned also that, you know, he participated in, you know, all expeditions alongside Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. accept the expedition of Badr. And this was because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Sham, towards Syria. So when by the time they got back, the expedition had already ended. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still included these two companions in that as well, and granted them their share of the booty as well. Subhanallah.
So they were part of the strategy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so yes. Some battles are fought on the ground, some are fought off the ground. And sometimes the battles that are fought off the ground, they are at times more important than the battle that is fought on the ground. Allahu Akbar. So here in the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his profound wisdom, he knew that they were actually the participants. In spirit, they were there, subhanAllah, in the Battle of Badr. And these two great Sahaba, Allahu Akbar. Allah. And Sayyidi, when the Sahaba migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara on the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd was one of the first people to migrate in the path of Islam.
SubhanAllah.
And when he went there and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached there, and as we famously know that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created this brotherhood between the Ansar and the Muhajir. Allahu Akbar. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Bhai bhai muhajiro ansar, dil milana mere huzoor ka hai. So yes, bhai bhai muhajiro ansar. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making all the Muhajir brothers with the Ansar, he made Sayyidina Rafi' bin Malik Zarqi in Medina Munawwara to be the brother of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd.
SubhanAllah.
And this brotherhood was not the biological brotherhood, but it was the brotherhood created by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was unbreakable bond. Allah. SubhanAllah. And Sayyidi, what became the motivating factor behind Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embracing Islam? It was again Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu, as we have just mentioned the parable, how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken aback with the recitation of the Holy Quran, and his heart was softened towards Islam. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd, he played a very important role in motivating Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because his recitation of the Quran was also heard by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And the Shair very beautifully says about this scenario in which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam. He says,
Apni behen se bole Umar, ye to bata kya padti thi, mere aane se pehle kya चुपके चुपके पढ़ती थी अपनी बहन से बोले उमर ये तो बता क्या करती थी मेरे आने से पहले क्या चुपके चुपके पढ़ती थी बहन ने जब कुरान पढ़ा सुन के कलामे पाके खुदा दिल ये उमर का बोल उठा ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह हस्बी रब्बी जल्लल्लाह माफी कल्बी गैरुल्लाह नूर मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह.
Alhamdulillah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, the appellation and the kunya of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Abu al-A'war. And it is mentioned in a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 people are the dwellers of paradise. Abu Bakr is Jannati. Umar is Jannati, Usman is Jannati, Zubair is Jannati, Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati, Abdurrahman is Jannati, Abu Ubaidah is Jannati, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas is Jannati, SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah,
Ali is Jannati. So after mentioning the name of Khulafa'i Rashidin and five other Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then paused. He didn't say anything after that. Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, these are just 9. And you told us there are 10. 10 jannatis, subhanallah. So who is the 10th one? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Abul Awar is jannati.
Subhanallah.
And then he broke the silence, subhanallah, that it was the 10th sahabi was Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And this hadith can be found in Tirmizi. Sayyidi, it is mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha that, O Aisha, should I not give you the glad tidings and the good news? She said, yes, Rasulullah, of course. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to her, your father Abu Bakr is Jannati.
Subhanallah.
And his companion in paradise will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His companion will be Nuh alayhi salam. Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His companion in paradise will be myself.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself will be the companion of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His friend and his companion in paradise will be Yahya bin Zakariya alayhi
salam. Subhanallah.
Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His companion in paradise will be Dawood alayhi salam. And then he says Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His companion will be Ismail alayhi salam. As-Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. His companion in paradise will be Sulaiman bin Dawood alayhi salam. Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Jannati. And his companion in paradise will be Musa bin Imran alayhi
salam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then he says, Abdurrahman ibn Auf is Jannati. And his companion in paradise will be Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
And then he says, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah is Jannati. And his companion in paradise will be Idris alayhi salam. And then after that, he said, Aisha, I am the leader of all the prophets. And your father, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the best among the Siddiqeen, the truthful ones. And you are Ummul Mu'mineen, you are the mother of all the believers.
Allah, Allah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So this is another hadith in which we learn about the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the 10 who were given entry into paradise. And what will be their place in paradise? Who will be their companion? Right to that detail, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has subhanallah mentioned it to his ummah. Allah
subhanallah.
So dear viewers, like every other sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Jannati, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd is certified Jannati. Subhanallah. Therefore, we in the environment of Da'wat Islami, we have this beautiful slogan, and inshallah I would request our esteemed guest to partake in this slogan, Har Sahabi Ye Nabi
Jannati,
Jannati, Jannati. Subhanallah. Indeed, every Sahabi, every companion of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a dweller of paradise. And keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Every Sahaba's path, a guiding light to paradise is place where Allah's pleasure resides. Every companion is destined for paradise. Every companion is destined for paradise.